This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed your bye weekend. No Husker football to watch this weekend. No travels for you, Sip.
No.
Unlike this upcoming weekend where you're heading to Penn State.
Yeah, with an Airbnb.
not a hotel.
No. Anyway.
Airbnb
for you. You and Sean weekend. Callahan sharing a bathroom.
I hope
that the shower has like a shower curtain. That's what I hope.
Don't you figure that there's more than one bathroom?
They put the curtain inside the tub. It's getting water everywhere.
Come on.
Sean, where's the toaster?
This is concerning me immediately. Don't you think there's more than one bathroom, perhaps three?
I don't know.
I need to see the floor plan of your house.
Just think about this. Where are you guys going to make your money at?
The floor plan.
I think we're going to make our money running Airbnbs out of Happy Valley because no one's there.
There's no hotels.
Is there? Okay.
The hotel that we stayed at, I remember from playing there, was very odd. It was very old. It was very chopped up. It was chopped up. Yeah. We just doing that. You know, it was like a weird floor plan type of thing.
Gotcha.
It was nothing about it was like, this is not.
See, Sean will not stay in Harrisburg, which that's what we did with the Journal Star. There's normal hotels in Harrisburg.
Why not? Is it
too long of a drive? I'm going to say 90 minutes. I'm going to say 90 minutes.
I don't see that being that bad, especially for a night. You know?
Me and Parker one time.
I might get there about 2 o'clock.
We came back after a night game one time, and it was icing. And we had a 90-minute drive on the ice. Yeah.
That wouldn't be fun.
It's not like driving down the interstate from Lincoln to Omaha. It's tree-lined and it was not pleasant, but So
the trees have affected the asphalt. Walk me through that.
Wow. That's quite the dynamic.
I can't go down the interstate. There's trees on both sides of the interstate.
It is woodsy.
Woodsy. Was there owls and stuff flying across?
Everywhere.
I'm not saying that.
You tell me, there's a bunch of deer crossing. I'm like, okay, at night.
Probably that's not, that.
Yeah, but you didn't go with that. You just said there was... It's tree lined.
It's woodsy. Hey, it's a long drive. Well, you guys are chatting.
You stay in the Airbnb and report back. I can't wait to hear the stories of that particular part. You know, the game itself is one thing, but your time in this Airbnb with Sean and Robin is going to be a great story.
I don't want to come off.
What's the steakhouse situation?
Yeah.
There is one.
There has to be
reservations made yet at all or not?
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I heard him talking about it.
Can you request like the Paterno booth or anything like that?
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
No, I don't know. I heard him talking about it to somebody, but I can't remember what he was saying. Harrisburg too happy. What is that place? State College
or University Park, I think.
It is. Yeah, God, I nailed it. 1 hour, 32 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, 1 hour, 32 minutes.
I wouldn't want to make that drive.
After the game, night game. Yeah.
Harrisburg. There's nothing really that recommends Harrisburg either. Trust me when I say that. So that's that.
How close are you guys to get to Hershey?
It's
not that far, right?
I think Harrisburg to Hershey is about 6. Like Hershey's practically Harrisburg.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes.
So you
could go to the Hershey's.
I've been there before.
If you guys went to the Hershey store, I'd like a report from that.
We're not. We could have in the Journal Star days when I was with Parker, but not. No.
I'm shocked.
Or Christofferson.
I'm shocked at how much I like Hershey's candy bar, the Hershey's one with almonds.
I love that.
Hershey's with almonds is like, Jake says no.
No, I'm out in that one.
Yeah.
No, I would, to me, yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, that's like the ultimate.
That's the ultimate for me.
One a year special occasion, you know.
There was times I think I probably
once had a year over, by mistake for me.
No, not me. I
probably had over 100 a year.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a
lot. The full-size ones?
What's How'd that? Your teeth handle that?
Okay. They're fine.
Your teeth are good.
They're fine.
He's got good teeth.
But God, that strikes me as just a dental problem waiting to happen.
Hold it. As you eat pounds of sugar every morning.
I don't think you
but
can.
The Hershey's,
I can't help
the
you
The Hershey's
on this
candy
one.
Bar is the one that's getting enough.
Yeah.
There's nobody eats more sugar before 9 a.m. in the world.
I'm glad
you.
That Bill
is that
you
true?
Know, fought back now.
Yeah,
you do.
There's nobody.
Do I need to cut down?
I don't know, but I'm just saying. Just,
when McSafety brings a donut, you have like three of
you
them.
You have three. I mean, you eat donut. You eat everything sugar there is.
And then you go get a cinnamon roll from
cinnamon
the mill.
Roll from
maybe
the back,
a, something else.
An old
back
cinnamon
there.
Roll from the back. Then you eat candy out of the dish. And that's all before 9.
He's worried about your 100 candy bars in 1 year in the past.
I wasn't on you. I'm just saying. It just sounds slow.
Now, keep in mind, Sip has great teeth.
But you made
40 years, no dentist, no cavities.
Yeah, I'll have one candy bar a year because you know me. I just don't do sugar. It's like...
All right, I'm going
to... Now, did you just talk...
This has been productive.
Did you talk down on Harrisburg? Is that what you just did right there?
A little bit.
Jeff is listening from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He says, Hershey's about... 13 miles away. Doesn't say anything about your shot at Harrisburg, but he does say it's 13 miles from.
It's 13.
Are you okay with Sip shot at your city, Jeff?
It's 13 to the east.
Okay. Jeff, is there any chance you could go to the Hershey store and send us a couple candy bars? Would be nice.
Redding's right there.
You know what else was great? Only Steve, I think I mentioned on the air 2.5 years ago. But the can of Hershey syrup that you open with an opener.
That's over.
The can's done. There's no can anymore. Yeah. And that was insane.
You had to do two.
Yeah, you had to do two. Yeah, do two.
There's two spouts.
And then it had the yellow lid that went on top once you opened it.
Yellow.
I knew this can.
It was that can was.
That might have been like in northeast Nebraska.
Yeah. No, it was there. Also, it was not frowned upon. Or maybe it was frowned upon. Maybe just nobody ever saw you do that. But you lick the lid. Get a little extra chocolate on that, baby. Just lick the lid.
I don't know about
Absolutely.
That. I don't know about that.
That was encouraged.
I never thought you had to.
And I remember also running the can under like at the very end. We always kept the can in the fridge after it was open. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was supposed to or not. And if it got down towards the very end, I'd run the can, like the bottom of it, like under hot water.
Did you?
To get more out of
it. It kind of heated up a little bit. It came out so slow cold. Like on the very end, you're like, oh, man. When you first popped that baby open, though, the first time when it was still warm like that, and then I had to go to the fridge from that time on. But is it still possible to get a Hershey's can of syrup? That's what I'd like to know.
I wonder.
I think so.
Is there some sort of a...
Well, Jeff would know he's 13 miles from Hershey
itself.
Jeff, can you
find out, is there like a museum where
probably
you can get a can?
Probably in Harrisburg.
There's got to be a can of Hershey's syrup.
Probably purchased it somewhere there.
Yeah. I'd love
You're
to get a
can. You're talking about that can that's about that size
tall.
Of that.
It's a tin
yeah,
can,
that's
right?
Called tin can.
Yeah.
About the size of your coffee cup?
Yes, that's exactly the size.
The size.
Yep.
And you hit two,
two pop.
You puncture both sides.
I know. Yeah, we did that.
Yes.
Now they have the squeeze bottle.
Yeah, that's a joke.
It's just like I don't know, you can still probably get ketchup bottles, but now you have the squeeze bottle, too.
Yeah. Don't like any of it.
Regarding Harrisburg, Jeff chimes in saying, I like it for an East Coast city, but it ain't no Lincoln. Direct words.
No, it's
Jeff.
Not. Yeah. It's 100% not. Like, thank you for Jeff.
That's Jeff.
Thank you for acknowledging that, because it's not.
I hope Jeff's going to the game. He's only 90 minutes away from Penn State.
Well,
I hope
sure
he's going
he
to the
be.
Game on Saturday.
Yep.
Or hosting people, at least.
Yep.
Friends?
Yep. I don't know. You guys care about this stuff more than I do. I guess Sue Paterno still is a home right next to ours. It's like a short, yeah.
You're just going to drive by, aren't you?
I don't know. No, I don't know. This whole thing has me a little frazzled, the whole Airbnb concept. I'm not sure. I think it's because there's no hotels in State College that are...
You cannot wait
no,
for
there's
the stories.
Not.
Is that right?
And there's not hotels.
Okay, that's no. it. That's the reason.
In the hotel that you stay at for the team, that's booked for every team forever. Everybody just knows. It's like, no, can we get a can we book it that weekend? No, you can't. There's no way there's a team coming in here.
One more from Jeff. He says, I will send you guys gladly a Hershey care package coming your way. The address,
there it
Jeff.
Is. There it is.
1040 O Street, Suite 100, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68508. That's how you get a hold of
send
us a Hershey care package.
That'd be awesome.
A can. I bet
if
they
you
have
find
a can.
That can, yeah, send that, can, please.
Yes, that would be incredible. I remember opening it. Remember it?
I remember vividly.
Yeah.
Vividly. There's no, yeah. Was there multi-size cans?
I'm sure there was bigger cans.
There was
a big jug.
There was a big one.
Big,
yeah.
Not jug, but yeah, big one.
There's a big can. The standard can, and it was in your house. Everyone had it in their house. Everyone had it. If you walked into anyone's house.
Absolutely.
You have a can of Hershey syrup? Yeah, we have one in the fridge. We have one more up here. Yeah, you always had. That was just a staple. Yeah,
we had this in the 90s. I know, so I feel I'm with you guys.
Oh, you had the can.
We had, and everyone had it. So that went on for 20, 30 years, apparently.
Imagine that.
That's good.
You have a product that's in everyone's house.
It's like, pretty good feeling.
And that was a staple.
What are other staples? Ketchup.
Ketchup's in almost every house, yeah. Probably salt and pepper.
Yep.
But the difference with the ketchup, it was Heinz, but there were some others. Mustard, there's French's, and there'd be a couple others kinds. There was different types. But when it came to syrup,
Hershey's.
It was Hershey syrup.
What is it? What was the alternative?
I remember one.
There was.
But you guys mentioned Nesquik, right? But that was powder.
That
though.
Was powder.
Powder.
And that was
in terms of syrup. There's no comparison.
That was in everyone's house too. You'd pop that tin lid open. Remember that? Poom. Oh, that was a great feeling.
There was no syrup comparison.
No,
from
there wasn't.
Monopoly.
I'm trying to think what would have been.
Yeah, probably some store value stuff. Store brand.
There'd have been something. There'd have been some sort of a sure find. Something like that type of thing. Remember Surefine? I think that was out of IGA,
Of course.
Surefine.
Oh, yeah. Better times.
Better times.
IGA, better times.
What'd you do this weekend, Sip? I don't
watched a lot of football on Saturday. I won't steal it, Bill.
Jake is just twitching.
I'm not twitching. Look, I'm calm.
He's twitching. He's calm. He's like, can we get to my greatest weekend ever soon?
I'm calm.
No, he wants to get into it.
He wants to get into it, though.
Not yet.
I even text Sipple on the side. I said, can you imagine Jake's face? Look at his face. I mean, he was, I mean.
It's pretty great.
I mean,
it's pretty great.
Jake went with the greatest basketball atmosphere ever.
I'll get that in a second. I will back that up and defend that.
Ever.
I'll defend that.
This isn't North Carolina Duke. This is.
I'm going what I've been to.
This
Nebraska.
This is OU, Nebraska Pentagon.
Hold the phone of that.
Easy. Yeah, hold the phone.
We have begged on this show, pleaded for pens, right? From Breakers.
Yes.
We had a package sent to us from a man named George this weekend.
George, hold it.
On Friday.
Now look at this.
George sends us four boxes of the ultimate pen.
Oh,
hey,
that's
Pilot
a clicker.
G2s. You
that's
want one?
Clicker.
I'll pass it down.
Give me one.
Have a press conference.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Hand it down.
One more.
That's
Bill?
Clicker.
Bill?
Oh, look at it. It's smooth, too.
These are good.
Yeah. I did not bring all four boxes in.
Trix has these.
We have four of these. Thank you, George. You're so...
Where's George from?
It didn't say. But it just said, enjoy the pens. You guys need these more than me, George. That's an Amazon package.
I hope he was like working someplace and he just cuffed him. And just kind of snuck them
these
out the
pens
back.
Are Cobbed not, them? You can't beat these pens.
Cobbed? Stole.
Yeah, yes, I hope they're hot.
Stolen pens.
I hope they're hot.
Okay.
We want Steve'd pens here.
We don't want him. Yes.
So thank you, George. Four boxes.
Just shout out.
And guess what? I have hidden those. Those will not be taken by anybody. Those are in a safe spot that only I can access.
Keep your eye on Farley.
Farley,
I don't think Farley's the culprit.
Yeah, he could be. He seems innocent, but
he seems innocent. There's a guy staying at the Hampton Inn that's having a cigarette outside looking inside the steakhouse. He's like, there's going to be a steakhouse in here. Look at him. All right.
Is this a guest?
It's a guest. It's 100%. He's had a coffee from there. Hunter, heading back in. Had a cigarette, came out and had a smoke, and then he did flick the cigarette on the ground.
Yep.
He didn't go. They just flicked it on the ground, but he's looking inside the chop house.
He's longingly.
Yes, longingly. I wonder if the chop house is open. Oh, they have a
big Christmas tree up now. Yep.
Things have gotten better.
Looks good in there.
Looks really good.
They're festive.
You guys get annoyed by this, but can I just give a shout out to Tony at Wings and Rings?
That's fine. We love Wings and Rings.
Tony was great last night.
Not pushing back, Steve.
We love Buffalo Wings and Rings.
Tony does a good job there, and we went there last night, and it was extraordinary as usual. Thank you, Tony. He always comes in. I have my salad. He says,
"Get your five wings."
Yep,
five
wings
go.
And a salad. That's it. That's all I need. No, I didn't.
And you walk away hungry
Here's
a half hour later.
They have a new plate, $13.49, five wings with fries. I got that.
Okay, you got fries?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. $13.49. Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah. So shout out to Tony.
Do you have an iced tea or a Corona?
I had water.
What?
Water.
I never.
What's wrong with you?
I dine with a lot of people. I'll just have water. I never have water. I'm always going to get a diet something, an iced tea, something. I'm always going to have something. I'm never getting water.
You got to get a lot of water here. Here's part of the reason, guy. Come on. Those wings are super hot. Those habanero. That's why I get five habanero fried, boneless. And they
used to get a Corona when you were there. What happened to you? This has changed the last few months.
Because you got to have a lot of water. They're hot.
You can get
really
water
hot.
And a Corona.
Those things are hot. Like, hydration. My eyes water when I eat them. Anyway, thanks, guys. Thanks. It was Dominic and Alex and Cash. Cash, dude! Cash has tryouts today, so go get it. Yeah. Hoop. He's a hooper.
For those who didn't stay up last night, the Eagles beat the Lions 16-9.
No other scores. No other scores.
Tomorrow.
I nodded off.
No other scores.
Yeah. I nodded off.
It was a board. It was defense, Bill.
It was defensive. Defense.
Wait a second. Who won that game?
Eagles 16-9.
Not enough. The Lions went 0-for-5 on fourth down. Went 0-for-5.
They were. Dan Campbell is very aggressive, but it just wasn't pretty the way they were. The defense of the Eagles is really good.
Yeah.
And he kept going for it, and he kept failing.
Did Ty Robinson play?
0-for-5.
Let me check the box.
I don't remember seeing him, but I wasn't. I didn't watch close enough.
Hang on, I'll find that for you.
That's pretty amazing how good you are up front when Ty's not. If he's not getting any snaps,
right.
I don't see any stats for Ty Robinson last
night. I was at Wings and Rings watching the game, and I didn't see him. They're loaded. Their defense is loaded.
That defensive line is stout, yeah.
For a while there, it looked like, I just don't see how the Eagles are going to win it again. Yeah, not so fast. Okay. Not so fast. They can win it again.
I mean, Jared Goff went 14 for 37 last night.
Jeez.
He's been pretty efficient in his lifetime with the Lions. 14 for 37.
That's my first take from watching it, even from watching the Lions this year, is like, really good. Don't think they can win it. Watch him last night, you didn't have...
What are they lacking?
You didn't walk away. Some of it's been quarterback play. It hasn't been. It has not been incredible. Last night wasn't great.
No, he's 14 of 37. That's horrible.
But they've got two running backs that are really good.
Yes,
I mean really good running backs. They've got receivers,
Montgomery and Gibbs,
and they're pretty salty on defense. But when you watch him, you don't watch and go, I think this team can win it all.
Who's that team then?
That's a good question, Steve.
Because it's not the Chiefs. Are the Chiefs going to make the playoffs?
Chiefs lost to the Broncos last night, 22-19.
That's part of Jake's. Just getting.
They're 5-5.
Oh God, we just did something bad.
He did.
I texted the group. I said the Chiefs are 5-5.
He texted. He could just tell he was grinning from ear to ear. Chiefs are 5-5. Look at that look right there.
With this emoji,
he did that. He's like, I'm so happy.
I just did something. Chiefs are losing. I just did something bad too.
What?
Because Greg is going to watch that game tape delay. And he said, whatever you do, don't mention.
Oh, come on.
Stop it. No,
Greg,
stop.
The entire world knows the score.
The only time you watch sports is in real time. So no, there is no. Don't tell me that.
He's listening right now, and he said, don't, and I said, God, it's funny.
Well, it wasn't you did it. We did it.
No,
blame us
then.
Greg, that's
Greg's
dumb. Ball.
I said to him, there's no way he'll mention a cheese.
Well, what?
Yeah, right. Why, they're five and five.
Hold it. Maybe Greg was he at the dentist? Is that why he couldn't watch it?
On a Sunday?
On a Sunday? That's probably what it was.
At 5 p.m.
5 p.m. at the dentist like he always does?
Come on, Greg.
Don't mention the score because he's watching it today.
Hey, Greg, 22-19.
Oh, that's
Chiefs
really nice.
Chiefs beat the Broncos in a walk-off field goal. Yeah. That's your update.
Why did I bring up the Chiefs?
You don't have to watch the game now.
So tell me, who is the front runner to win it all?
I don't know. I think the NFC has the winner this year.
Well, who is it?
The Rams looked good yesterday. The Seahawks, even though they lost, looked good. Darnold was not great in that game, but those teams are scary.
The Eagles?
Eagles, their offense is down, but their defense has been carrying them. They can win it all, certainly. Just their offense is just weird this year. Weirdly not productive.
Didn't the Chargers get beat by like 30? The
Chargers get beat 35-6 by Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
On the road, long trip.
So AFC, who is it? Is it the Broncos?
And they're 9-2, but I don't...
But I don't know.
Take the Rams over there.
The Broncos front four, and they're too deep. I text Raf yesterday. I go. Why is Benito not playing more? He doesn't play very much. He had an unbelievable hustle play, but I love watching that. I'm like, if he's not playing more, why? And Raff said they got their eight deep, he said.
That's,
and I'm just like, wow. I go, if that guy's not on the field very much, I mean, Benito, for if he was playing for the Bengals, it'd be remarkable. I mean, they'd pay him $50 million a year.
Who, Benito?
Nick Benito from Oklahoma.
From Oklahoma.
Nebraska played him.
You mean B-O-N-N-I-T-O?
That's the one.
Really?
Benito.
He's
yes.
that good? Though?
He is a stud.
Oh, man, he can go.
He's very good.
Really?
He's got a motor.
He was good at Oklahoma.
He's been a great pro for the Broncos.
Bears 7-3.
Bears,
what a game yesterday.
Bears beat the walk-off field goal. They beat the Vikings.
Yep.
19-17.
Well, they're down on the quarterback there with the Vikings.
Well, McCarthy did lead them back, though.
He did.
Had a great final drive.
They were down 16-3. They took the lead 17-16, and then the defense
five
folded.
5-5 on that drive.
He was good the final drive, yes.
I just read social media. So.
Well, no, they were down on him before that drive because he had thrown for like 64 yards.
And he had two bad picks also in that game.
No, I get it.
But he came back.
He redeemed himself. And then it's just that old thing where, God dang, in the NFL, you leave a minute on the clock, you're playing with fire. Playing with fire.
Not as much fire went on that Miami game.
Don't forget that, yeah.
It's just two in a row. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Who won that game?
The only team to ever win a game in Madrid, Spain is the Miami Dolphins.
What is the score?
That's it. 16-13 overtime.
Ooh, boy.
It was an atrocious football game.
It was buffoonery coaching on both sides. It was like, hey, I'm going to do something dumb. Watch this. I can top that.
The Dolphins got stuffed.
Dolphins.
Fourth and goal at the two and the one in that game.
There's two separate drives.
Yeah,
two separate drives. They went for it.
Yep, and failed miserably.
It was, and then like a minute something to go. It's like, okay, stop. We'll kick the field goal, go up by three, you know? Nope, we're going to go for it. Stuffed.
And not even close. Ollie Gordon went for it. Yeah, he got stuffed a yard. Lost Ollie the yard Gordon. Fourth
oh, they
and goal
did the,
for
but
one.
Don't, they, but don't, that's okay. Washington trumped them. They had the trump card.
It did.
Yeah. They went for it, too. On a weird play, no play action, fourth and
the
inches.
The guy fell down.
Guy fell down. Tight end just fell down.
Just fell down.
And it's
just
like.
Sailed at the end zone.
Just watching this stuff.
How
it's like
not laughing?
He was. It's like, and the announcer's like, well, I think he would have been wide open, but he fell down. It's like, what is going on?
It was a timing play. He just threw it at the end.
And that's like, well, it appears as if they will win. Now they force him to punt from backed up like that. And then they just dropped it.
Buffed the punt.
Just dropped it. Well, Miami's got a one now.
Nope.
No, they don't.
Nope. Team wanted to win that game.
It was unbelievable.
And then the first play overtime, Mariota throws a pick to Jack Jones. And then Dolphins get the field goal.
Okay.
16-13 Dolphins. Now 4-7. Bye week upcoming.
Okay.
And the Saints and the Jets and the Steelers, there's a path to 500 after 2-7.
There's a path to the playoffs.
There's a
path to the playoffs, Jake.
Yes.
You know, there's another person smoking a heater out there.
Yeah.
See, these are is that a guess?
Yes, a guess also.
Not a worker? You sure that's not
that's
front
not
desk?
That's not a worker.
I don't think so.
That's not front desk?
No. In slippers.
Oh.
She's in slippers.
That's pretty telling right there.
It is. It's a very lax dress code.
Hold on.
She's definitely in sweatpants. I think is that a worker? She's in a hoodie and slippers.
Sweatpants.
Having a cigarette out looking in the chop house.
very, very lax dress code over there at the Hampton.
They must ask, so we're going to have a cigarette out there. Right out front. O Street's perfect. You'll love it.
They have no idea we're talking about.
No idea.
Oh, not even.
They have no idea.
They almost
on TV.
Have to tell their guests now. And now, if you go out there and do something, you might be on the radio.
What do you mean? Looking right across. Look at these three.
You guys
look
got
at
light
three,
on over there.
Look at these three yachts.
A radio station.
Staring at you.
Three jackals. They talk about everything.
Jackals.
Hold on. Wait. We got to. I got to go. Do you think I could write over there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could I post up?
Yes. You should.
Jake, have you ever thought about using their restroom?
I have not done that yet.
Well, again, if you do, make sure and you tell Embassy Suites
that?
Don't upset them.
I know.
What's stopping it?
I have not used it yet. I feel
What's stopping it?
It's so new. I feel
that's
bad.
That's brand new.
I know.
That's marble. That's granite.
Oh my
There's
god!
There's granite in there.
Probably cleaner than your home bathroom.
Yeah, <it'd be> perfect.
Don't foresee it happening yet, but maybe in the near future.
There's three jackals over there.
What guy comes take the?
They talk about everything.
Hey, sports? No.
No. I'm going to go over there and test the Wi-Fi.
You should.
Could I just tell them, look, occasionally I want to write here.
They could. And get a plate of eggs.
Parking's an issue, though.
But you stay where... Okay, yeah.
Oh, I can park. Yeah, I can just park at the post office.
You sure could.
And walk all the way over here? That sounds smart. Nice, that's going
to
happen.
Nice exercise there. Some good steps
do you mean,
for you.
All the way over? Not that
it's
far.
A couple blocks.
That's a way.
In the wintertime, that's a long walk.
There's no way in December way you're walking over here. And there's no chance. It's six blocks. It's at least six blocks.
It's six, for sure.
Tell me the last time you parked six blocks away from where you're going to go in.
Well, I do it all the time when we do the pregame show. I park over. And it's kind of a walk, but we've had good weather.
Yeah, it's been like 70.
It's been great. Yeah, we've had a great.
All right, sorry about that.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738egg.com. Joey.
I felt like a combination of Joey, Ryan Beckman, Burt Lingenfelter, and Adam Ickes yesterday. As I did the mow with the bagger to pick up leaves.
I did that too.
I felt like I was out, like I was farming. I felt
oh,
like
you did
was,
that?
I felt
with
like
the bag,
I was,
yes,
I
Bill.
Felt like
I, did the
I was
same.
I felt like I was harvesting. There it was kind of dusty.
Yes.
But just picking up those leaves.
They're everywhere.
It's so
you have dust on that side of town.
Yeah, we have dust, yes.
Did
we
you?
Had some dust. But oh, it just felt so good. It did. I felt like I just feel like a farmer. I felt like those four guys.
Ickes?
What's that? Yeah,
Bert?
Joey, Bert, Ryan Beckman, and Adam Ickes. Yeah,
combo,
all four of them. They're ag. They're the four leaders in ag.
Felt ag.
That bag fills up really quickly. By the way,
the bag fills up quick.
I did like two passes.
What was your footwear?
Some Skechers. Had Skechers on.
Good job.
You do two passes and the bag's full. Okay, I emptied it again.
Yeah,
great.
Is that how that was?
Yep, yes.
It was a lot.
So much.
But you felt, and then also it was. And then Sugar could lay out there with me. She laid in the yard with me with her ball. Just kind of watched me working.
What a Sunday.
It was a Sunday.
Good weather to
beautiful.
Move to. Yeah,
perfect. It was perfect. No, I did mine later, Jake, like around 3 o'clock.
I was at 4:30, right before it got dark.
Oh, right before dark.
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Well, so I just got back from Sioux Falls.
How do you?
First thing I did was get out. Okay, we got to mow this yard.
Young.
Let's get it bagged right now.
Let's get it bagged.
Well, I just sat down for 3.5 hours.
He had plenty of time. He didn't do the rundown until about 9.
It's like 5:30. I got
and
there.
And I offered it up early.
You did at 10:30.
10:30 a.m.
Never fails to crack me up.
Well,
that one gets me every single time.
It's always it's always Sunday too at 10:30. I love it.
If we're not doing a rundown today, let me know. I can do it.
Now, we will have plenty of football talk during this show today. However, the story from Nebraska sports this weekend was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Sioux Falls.
A shooting clinic happened in that basketball game for both teams. Nebraska beats Oklahoma 105-99 in regulation. No overtime. Just unbelievable shooting by both teams. Nebraska in the second half scores 61 points. I remember times in the Barry Collier area, Nebraska lost to Kansas 92-39, 96-54. They scored 61 points in the second half alone.
Good Lord.
I mean, we've seen some really bad offense in Nebraska's history. That was not the case on Saturday in Sioux Falls. Price Sanford, 28 points. Rink Mass, 26 points. Buchan Joe had offense, Bill. 16 points for Bearcat.
I could see it.
I couldn't
I was in the quad box. My favorite play by Rink was when he backed him down.
Oh, up.
He backed him down.
Nebraska posted up.
He's playing with his back. He backed him down and made just a nice little off the glass jumper. I mean, little 6 footer or whatever it was. That was ball to me.
Yeah,
that interests me.
Porter Moser mentioned that about Nebraska that they will shoot the pick and pop with their five, which is Rink, and back you down back to the basket. And he said that is rare. You don't see that.
Rick Mast is unbelievable. The way he plays off. I mean, he was 5 of 7 on threes. And like you said, he backs the guys down the post. He's really hard to defend. He's not super athletic, but he's just really good. He's strong. A very smooth player.
Strong.
He has old man strength.
Yeah,
he's 24.
Yeah.
He's 24 years old.
And, you know, this place is not big. It only holds 3,500 people.
Looks incredible. You got to get to Jake here.
Yes, just paint the picture.
I was
Jake,
at
paint
this
the picture.
Game. I'm in a suite.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I didn't pay for it. I didn't pay for it.
Now you lost some of the listeners because now all of a sudden we're acting like we're better than them.
Let me say this. There was a lot of suites in the game.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
sweet.
And with like 40 people in the suite. It was packed.
40 people?
Yeah, I'm saying 40 people in that suite.
Where was it?
This was the, I don't know
what
direction.
What corner? Were you in the corner?
He's in the corner.
I'm going northeast corner.
I think I saw the suite. That's a huge
suite.
There
was a lot of big suites there. We're not the only suite in that game. Okay. There's a lot of suites that were the same size. Anyway.
What did they have for food?
We had wings.
Okay.
Barbecue wings.
Any
garlic
greens?
Pepper and buffalo wings.
Greens?
I think there's a salad there.
Celery?
There's some chislik. You know what that is? Like steak, basically.
Jeez.
Went quickly. Popcorn in the suite. It's really good.
Did you have beers?
Oh, there's beers. I had several beers.
There's beers.
Several beers.
Okay. This is Jake's dream day.
Probably three or four beers.
Remember what happened on this day. That Nebraska won and Iowa lost football.
It did.
So this is as good as it gets.
Great. It was great.
But, paint the picture. Keep going.
So Nebraska's down 10-0. Oklahoma's taking the crowd out. Here comes Price Sanford. 2 quick 3s makes it 10-6. But still, Nebraska's down by 16 points in the first half at one point.
Should I give the text that went out at halftime?
Please do. I don't remember it.
It was very negative. They're going to score 120.
Oh, I did say that.
Oh, yeah. He came. He was not.
That was not quite a halftime, though.
Yeah.
They could not stop them.
So they were down 42-26 in Nebraska.
Yes. And then we kept saying in this level, we said, if we get this down to 6 or 7 at halftime, looks good for the Huskers.
And?
Well, guess what? They did. Got it to 7 at halftime, 51-44 Oklahoma. Then Nebraska comes out hot. I mean, they tied up at 64 with about 12 minutes to go in the second half. And then they don't look back. I mean, Price Sanford was hot the whole game.
Quick correction. They went ahead 64-63 on that kid from Ashland Greenwood 3-point
play. Cale Jacobson.
Yeah, Cale Jacobson 3-point play. That was their lead. They went ahead.
But you just have to imagine this is not a big arena, but it is packed. And it is 99% Nebraska fans.
Right.
And they're witnessing this epic run. It felt like, this is probably incorrect, it felt like Nebraska scored like on 20 straight possessions. I know they did not, but it felt like three, back it in three.
Look at Jake's face. Look at his face. This is unbelievable.
And so you're with...
His blood pressure is through the roof right now.
It is. It's very high. Heart rate's
very
high.
Heart rate's high. Let him go.
And so I'm just going around. The sweet and love was just high five with everybody. The sweet next door, I'm giving a high five. He went to
the sweet next door?
Well, they could touch us, baby. They're like right here.
You were touching people. Okay.
High fives. Okay. High fives. Embraces over there. Can you believe this? What's going on?
Did you hug a stranger?
Oh, several strangers, yeah.
Jake, I always say it doesn't take much to get a Nebraska fan going.
No. Jake was hugging.
This is Oklahoma.
They hit two threes, and Jake was hugging strangers.
They beat Oklahoma, which will not finish in the upper half of the SEC.
Well, right. Just so you can see, I'll give it out real quick here. I got Nebraska as an 8 seed playing Marquette.
Ooh, billetology.
I got an 8 seed.
Okay, okay.
And they'll be playing Marquette. Marquette is a 9 seed. That's what they'll play.
Bubble.
And I've got OU out.
Oh, do you? Yeah, they're not in.
They're not making the tournament.
Anyway, okay, keep going.
Oklahoma's offense was great, though. I mean,
it's pretty good.
They got Nigel Pack, who had 27 points. They could not stop Nigel Pack.
Pack's pretty good.
They moved the ball. I mean, I thought the movement offensively for both teams was just, it was awesome. Like, every Nebraska game in the history of mankind has had that lull of no scoring. And off the bat, I guess that was it with down 10 zip. After that, there was not really a major lull of, oh, this is boring. This is just awful turnover filled basketball. It was a very entertaining game through and through.
It was.
I mean, Nebraska had 5 turnovers. That's it. 5.
Jeez,
that's all they had was 5.
20 assists, 5 turnovers. That's a good ratio.
That's unbelievable.
It's a good ratio. 20-5. Oklahoma's 18-10. 18 assists to 10 turnovers. Yeah, that was definitely a good win. So that it was super loud.
Oh my God, it was so loud in there.
Yes. Super loud.
Again,
the best basketball experience you've had.
Ever had.
So
let's go
to that road. I got criticized for this.
A little bit. I saw it.
And I'm fine with the criticism. I was at No Sit Sunday. This is Billy, 2014, you were at Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
Nebraska was playing Wisconsin here at PBA.
They beat them, yeah.
And they had to win that game to make the dance, and they did. They beat Bo Ryan. It was a great win. That game had some lulls, though. It was like 75-70.
Okay.
Like, this was 105-99.
Also, I'd like to have been there because that arena looked really cool on TV.
The Pentagon.
Yeah, it looked really cool.
I would never, ever, ever put down No Sit Sunday and say, no, that was not great. I'm saying they're very comparable experiences. But the fact that this was just an offensive explosion for both teams, it was never a boring game. Ever.
No, it wasn't.
There was times in Wisconsin, Nebraska, where it was like teams didn't score for a couple minutes, and that's good defense, tough physical basketball. This was just, if someone had never seen the sport of basketball, and I took them to that game, I think they'd be hooked on the sport forever.
Mm-hmm.
But if they expect that.
That's quite a compliment to Fred's crew.
It's because it was fun. Now, there was a guy that got kicked out of the game in the first half.
Yeah, so what happened there? Give me the rundown.
So
do we have a name?
Yes, we do. Yeah. I do have a name. It's fine. He's fine saying his name. I got the name is.
Is he a break? Do you see any breakers, Jake?
The name is Kurt Molly, I believe.
Kurt Molly.
M A L Y. He's from Wahoo.
I'm sorry. What's his name? M A.
M A L Y. Molly.
If anybody knows Kurt, can we let him know? See if he'll text in or call in. We'd like to talk to him.
And he got. I don't exactly know what happened here. Now, Robin talked to him after the game. Robin
watched talking. I'll get it.
So this is in the first half. And all of a sudden, I hear someone say, hey, a guy got kicked out of the game. I said, what are you talking about? He threw the ball too hard back at the ref. Is that right? The ball went out of bounds.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Ball went out of bounds. He threw it back. The ref, I guess, thought it was too hard and kicked him out of the basketball game.
Yeah, that's all he said.
Now, Robin, I heard he wasn't thrown out of the arena. I heard he was just thrown out of his seat.
Where did he go?
I don't know. Up above somewhere. I don't know. But what a name again? Kurt Molly?
Yeah, M-A-L-Y. I think that's Molly, not Maley. I think it's Molly.
Yeah,
someone listening knows him. Can they please reach out to him and see if he could call in?
That doesn't seem like... Yeah, he told Robin he was thrown out for throwing the ball, quote, too hard, no profanity. Just call it both ways. His friend... The funny thing was his friend pointed at him. You can see this, Bill.
The point that he was the one who did it? So
Oh, God. Sorry.
Oh, you lost it there. What happened, Steve? Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, it was there, this guy.
Yeah.
Pointed at him. It was him.
Not, it was
that
him.
Was not a good look
him.
For that guy sitting next
now,
to
who,
him.
Now, who is that guy?
I don't know.
I'm going to be a little critical.
Right. He pointed at his... I assume it's his friend, maybe just a guy sitting by. I don't know.
Imagine them all meeting up at Applebee's afterwards. Like, what just happened? Imagine there are two wives.
Oh, that's his brother-in-law. That's his brother-in-law.
This is so good.
Yeah. Robin said, my favorite part is that's his brother-in-law ratting him out on the right.
That was him.
Do we have a name on him?
No,
on the
don't.
Brother-in-law?
Brother-in-law.
I don't know. Careful, this could be a break or so. Yeah. I don't want
to... Well, we'd like to have him call in. We want to get both sides of the story. We'll see what happens.
The guy just threw the ball too hard. That is an official being over-officious.
That's stupid.
Over-officious. I mean,
over-officious.
Come on.
That's wow,
Bobby
that's
Knight once
out.
Said that. No, Bobby Knight once said that. Call the guy.
You happen to see the guy's shirt.
Yeah. We had
hold
that.
Hold on. What are you saying?
Now, I can say this because it's linked to a player on the team.
Oh, so, he says, I'm full mast.
I'm full mast was the shirt. Rick Mast.
That's the guy who got tossed?
That's the guy that got tossed. He had the I'm full mask t-shirt on, sitting courtside on the south side of the arena.
Taking a little bit of a turn.
It's not a shirt.
It's funny.
It's not nothing we've created.
No,
and by the way, that's available. I guess this shirt's been selling like crazy since they saw him kicked out of the game. So this you can buy this shirt online, and I guess it's been selling like hotcakes right now.
I'm full mask. Took a wonderful turn.
So
I'm full mast.
Guy gets kicked
that's
out
what's
of the
on
game.
His shirt.
T-shirt selling like crazy. Nebraska still wins. That's why it was a full Pentagon experience on Saturday.
God, I bet it was people leaving had to be happy, weren't they, Jake?
Yes, no one left early.
Where'd you go afterward?
I had to go home. We had Scotland with us.
I wondered.
You just went
aloud.
Home and just bathed in it. Just brought up.
Yeah.
It was
8:45. She had to go to bed. Way past her bedtime.
Where'd you guys? Were you in a hotel?
You know what? Family.
Family. That's right.
I remember we were
family.
Freaked out over that.
Guys
staying with friends.
I did have beers before the game at the Blue Rock. I actually tailgated it outside.
Did you see spread?
First time in my entire life I've had beers in a parking lot before a basketball game.
Is that right?
Ever. I've never.
In South Dakota.
In South Dakota.
Yeah, did you see the spreadsheet?
I did not see the Lori and Kevin. Did not see them. I heard a Randy would call go in the arena. Randy! Somebody in the arena.
Nice.
Got a hash recognized.
Hole. Got a hash hole. Huh. And I had my juvenile shirt on.
I saw your photo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I sent that to you.
Yeah, that's a nice
photo. Forgot about that.
You looked happy.
I was happy.
Wow, what a day.
It was a fun time. Thank you, South Dakota. Thank you, Sioux Falls, for putting on a great
And thank you,
day.
Nebraska.
Thank you, Nebraska, for showing up and for Fred's team for playing that kind of basketball. That was awesome.
Price
Sanford. That pretty much guarantees a win over Creighton, doesn't it, Jake?
I'd like to think so.
I
would think so.
That's December 7th in Lincoln at 4 p.m., game.
They could be a little scary, Nebraska.
Did you ask Keith Mann about that, about my pass, my media pass for that game?
We'll get it.
I'm trying to get Thank tickets you. For that game.
We got you parking and a place.
Yeah, parking was efficient.
I don't think it's wise for me to be in the media section for that game.
Why is that?
Kind of lost my cool recently.
Did you?
I can't keep.
Yeah,
it.
You're not.
No, you're not. You
know, it's not fun. It's not fun for me to do that. Now that game, I could do it. You know, Nebraska stunk that game anyway. So
I couldn't.
I couldn't even root anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not. You should be in the crowd.
Thank you. Nebraska plays Thursday. Thursday they'll play New Mexico in Kansas City.
Thursday.
Just pulled up here. And then they play.
State, right?
So yeah, they'll play New Mexico on Thursday on Peacock. At 6 p.m.
Okay.
And then they'll play the winner of Mississippi State, Kansas State, Saturday. I don't know the time of that game yet.
Okay.
In Kansas City as well.
I think they could. I don't know. I don't know anything about New Mexico. Nebraska, though.
They're 3-1. New Mexico is.
Nebraska was good driving to the hoop. That was the most revealing thing to me.
And still made 15 threes. 15 of 27 threes and still drove to the hoop.
They're not just a team that you just. They're just going to stand out there and shoot. If you go out and guard them, they'll go right by you.
I like it.
Price drove the ball well.
Yeah, he did. He did. And you know, Sam can drive it.
He did.
There's some guys that could. Hey, why did Jamarcus Lawrence?
He played. Hit 14 points.
He played in the first half.
Not much. He played. I think 7 minutes in the first half, but played almost the entire second half. 14 points for him.
Yeah, he was great in the second half.
He was.
Needed it.
He got.
They
high.
Needed a jolt in the second half, and Lawrence gave it to him.
105-99 Nebraska over Oklahoma in Sioux Falls. Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch
in
the downtown Lincoln area, Bill, where would you send the breakers today?
The Bird.
Early Bird, which we had sent to us by 738 Ag sent that to us.
It was a sandwich. I mean,
that was
the
big.
The size steak. Of the sandwich. It was a steak on a It was a steak and egg on a bagel.
Yes.
And it was dense.
That was three meals.
Would you say it was dense?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was dense.
It was. It lasted you all day.
How about the bag it came in?
Nice.
Simple. I had to almost get a knife out to get into it.
Nice bag. Yeah. Everything was good. Thank you. And the hash. And then we had hash.
Don't forget. Well, hang on. You get breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos.
My bad. I'm doing Bill's.
Waffles, pancakes, French toast. And don't forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. It's open right now until 2 p.m. every day of the week at 19th K with free and spacious parking. When we come back, it was kind of a boring day in the Big Ten, but not the SEC. We'll look at that next in early break.
Okay.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.